Well, there's another teen obsession that's been around at least as long as anime, and Hank Stuever says this trendy, if noisy, fashion statement is the ultimate sign of summertime.
Flip-flops are the footwear that helped Americans devise a loophole in the no shirt, no shoes, no service rule, a devastating, if comfortable, triumph of the casual. Flip-flops count as a shoe, and therefore do not prevent emergency entrance into convenience stores and access to beer, Slurpees, or cigarettes in the middle of an unkempt summer afternoon. In flip-flops, your feet sound like they're chewing gum. This is either a horrible racket or the irresistible song of summer. Can't decide. On flip-flops, we flip-flop. And fashionistas are split, too. Either the flip-flop has entered the realm of the chic, ergo the $175 Prada flip-flop, or it's another lamentable faux pas, a shoe that shouldn't ever be worn in public unless there's an ocean or swimming pool within a couple dozen kasmacks. Last summer was the summer of the pastel-colored kitten heel flip-flop, $85 at Bergdorf's in Manhattan and impossible to get. This year, movie stars wear high-dollar versions of flip-flops in transit between various levels of fabulousness, from the studio set, to the Fred Siegel boutique, to the carefully orchestrated publicity event. Courtney Love wears flip-flops to some of her many court arraignments because she is deranged and anti-fashionable, which we all know is fashionable. College kids wear flip-flops both semesters, even in January. Your nephew wears them to the prom with a tuxedo because at 17 he has declared himself seriously not a shoe person. The summer interns will wear flip-flops to work, just you wait, until someone tells them not to. Someone who the interns will then regard with a special scorn reserved for the hopelessly outdated. A downside to all this? Flip-flops have given people unprecedented constant access to their feet. Toes are the new fingers, the obsession of the absent-minded who need something to pick at and wind up picking at their toes. But there's always an upside, driving barefoot. You pull over to the soft-serve stand, shut the engine off but not the radio, reach down for your flip-flops, and life seems perfect. Today's podiatrists keep diagnosing a condition in college kids called plantar fasciitis, a weakening of the tendon along the bottoms of the feet. But you of the flip-flop generation are too laid back for the cure, which we all know is arch support. You are young and free and enviably laid back. We've seen you. The young women passing by in little skirts and wearing two tank tops, explain that someday. And flip-flops. And the guys with shaggy curly hair and knee-length cargo shorts. It's like they all grew up down the creek from Dawson. They live in some catalog setting, somewhere else, not here. Are you people going to put on some shoes? The answer is no. Not at this time. Not all summer.
Washington Post writer Hank Stuever is the author of Off Ramp, a book of essays and stories about American lifestyles.